All right, children, very nice. Excellent. I have a question for you. All of you have a lot of friends. Some of you have friends that are actually family members. Some of you have friends that you go to maybe school with. Or some of you may have friends that live in the same neighborhood. But do any of you have one of those friends that always seems to be mean? Anybody got one of those friends that always seem to be a little mean? Yes. Some of us have got friends that are kind of mean. No matter what, if you give them a dollar bill, they complain that it was wrinkled. You know, there's always that kind of people in the world. Well, I'm going to tell you a quick little story. There was a little girl who had a friend, and her friend was always unhappy. She spent a lot of, whenever they would have time, like during school, they would make, you know, on their own, they could make color pictures. But her friend always colored pictures that were ugly pictures, mean pictures, pictures like this. She would draw pictures like this all the time, okay? What it was is she was trying to draw a picture of another girl in the class as she was being mean and ugly. Now, do you really think that girl that went to school with her looked like this? No, she didn't look like this, right? You know, maybe in the morning, but not during the daytime. Well, do you know in the Bible that God, when he created us, he made us look like him? It said God created us to look like his own image. So when we draw pictures or we're mean to people and we say ugly things about them, well, we're kind of saying mean, ugly things to God, right? Because if we look like God, then we draw ugly pictures. This is a beautiful picture, right? Oh, my oldest daughter colored that. Didn't she do a good job? That is a pretty picture. So the Bible tells us that what we spend our most time thinking about, our most of our time doing, that's who we're going to end up being. Or there's a probability. So if we spend a lot of time thinking ugly things, doing ugly things, there's a probability that that's who we're going to be. But if we spend our time thinking of beautiful things that God created, knowing that all of us were created like God, I think that we will have a much more fulfilling life. We will grow up to be the good person. Does that make sense? So, we were all created in whose image? God's image. And if we are ugly and mean to people, are we being like God wants us to be?
No.
All right then. So, if given a choice, we want to say something nice about somebody. If given a choice, if we have some free time to draw pictures, we want to draw pretty pictures, not ugly pictures. Right? Okay. Would you say a prayer for me? Can you say prayer? No?
Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for our children's story. Please help us to learn how to draw nice pictures and help us to draw beautiful pictures and be more like your image and be good. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.